With Montana News, I'm Josh Burnham. Evacuation orders have been lifted for the 100 structures threatened by the nearly 2,300-acre Falling Star fire northwest of Laurel. No structures have been destroyed, but some have been damaged by the fire. Officials say the fire was human-caused. A DNRC spokesman Monday said containment lines have been established around the fire, but smoke and flames could be visible at times. 120 firefighters have been working the fire. Two other fires in eastern Montana, the Trip Cooley Fire southwest of Jordan, and the Dinosaur Dam Fire in Prairie County have been contained. In western Montana, the Magpie Rock Fire southwest of Dixon is 62% contained, according to an update from the CSKT Division of Fire Monday afternoon. A total of 330 personnel are working the 3,500-acre fire. Officials say crews will continue to work on mop-up around the fire's edges. The fire isn't threatening any structures, but the D6000 road between Reveille and Magpie, as well as the Magpie D5000 road, are closed. Over the weekend, fire officials reported a new start 4 miles north of Bannock State Park near Dillon. According to the Montana DNRC, the Bon Accord fire ignited Saturday afternoon. The cause is still undetermined. As of Monday morning, the fire was approximately 145 acres, and around 130 firefighters were working to contain it. Officials report active fire behavior and say that the fire may be a threat to a microwave site in the area. The Old Baldy Fire, burning northeast of Sheridan in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest, is 75 acres and 0% contained. The lightning-caused fire was first reported Saturday. Smoke jumpers, helicopters, and fire personnel are working to keep the fire within the current footprint. Smoke from the fire can be seen from Sheridan and Twin Bridges. As of Monday morning's Northern Rockies Coordinating Center report, the Horseshoe Fire 11 miles west of Ronan was showing minimal fire behavior. That blaze is listed as 140 acres in size and 60% contained. It's not threatening any structures. Air quality around Bozeman, Malta, Burney, Sealy Lake, and Libby reached moderate Monday, according to a state monitoring system. That means unusually sensitive people should consider limiting time spent outside. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Josh Burnham.